And now, for a moment of clarity. The following is from MSNBC's The Weekend, which aired June 2nd.
If he wins a second term, I promise you he's going to go even further. So all of this is to say, who sits in the White House matters. It matters. It matters for the people of America and for people around the world.
The problem is that a lot of Americans don't think it matters to the extent that they see very little difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They look back on Trump's 4 years fondly, as the polling shows, and they look at the success of this administration as somehow bad or harmful. So not only is there a communication narrative that's out of whack, I think, and this was the point I was making to Quentin at the end, I think it really is going to be the voices of people who look like the communities they're trying to attract and remind of the differences between 4 years of Donald Trump versus the last 4 years of Joe Biden. Having black men talking to the community, having Hispanic men talking to the community, having—I really think Jamal Bowman put it out there the right way is, yeah, you're not going to have Joe Biden, Simone, on the street every day. We know that. That's not practical. But there are ways in which that campaign can be present in the neighborhoods, walking the block.
I mean, honestly—
In a very honest way. But here's the final point on it, I think— Maybe we see that effort start to show up in some of the polling. Because, again, I'm not looking at national polling right now. I want to see the polling in those spaces where they are doing this work to see if they're starting to move the needle. Not even if they have an advantage, you need a greater advantage going into this November election because the lie is already in motion, people. The lie is already in motion. Donald Trump is telling you, if any other result other than his winning this election— Is the thing? It's a fraud. It's a lie. It's rigged.
It's stressful.
So we've got to be prepared and smart about that, and putting numbers and information out there now, so that when it happens in November, we already know the lie, what it is, and how to deal with it.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on MSNBC.